Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio. Once again, we have another fantastic edition of the Interview Hour on the way. We've been speaking to so many different artists from around the world, but today's one I am especially excited for. We're going to be having a conversation today with someone whose album I absolutely adore, whose album I have reviewed myself a couple of times, and we've been spinning her tunes on the station for a hot minute now. We are joined by the wonderful, the magnificent Asha. She's on the line with us. How are you doing?
I am doing well,
I'm doing fantastic, man. It's great to get you on the line. I was just saying to you before we went live on this, how excited I am to kind of talk about the album. Obviously, you've been on the album run recently. It's looked really busy your end. How are you finding things?
I'm finding things good. I'm in London, preparing for the show at the Royal Albert Hall. And it's been good. It's been good.
Awesome. Like, I'm really excited to kind of talk about that. We're going to dive into that show a little bit later on, because obviously that's such a huge venue to be playing. It's such a kind of prestigious venue here in the UK, especially. And it's great to hear you're in London as well. How are you finding London?
I came when the weather is good.
Pretty nice. I love the podcast.
Amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, you have. I won't lie. You've come at a very good time. It's been horrendous for like the last 3 months, and then the last couple of weeks have been quite clean. So, I mean, obviously, we're here primarily to talk about the album, which is doing fantastic things. We've been running a few tracks off the project here on the channel. Obviously, Mayanya, alongside Ocean, obviously IDG as well. It's been really, really exciting. Kind of watching the I feel the world kind of come to terms with what this album is more than anything else. In regards to the kind of response at your end, how have you found kind of people responding to the album?
Oh, yeah, it's been fantastic. People have been open, and I got a lot of good reviews. So that's good. And I can't complain.
Awesome. I mean, this is the thing. When you're putting together a project like this, and obviously you're an artist that's gone down, I feel, a lot of different musical avenues. You've kind of taken things in a lot of different directions over the time you've been making music. When you were putting this one together primarily, did you have a very kind of clear vision for the direction you wanted to take it?
Yeah, I had a clear vision. I wanted to do a hybrid, you know, of the Afrobeat, Afropop. I wanted to do it with, you know, putting myself in, not losing the essence that is Asha. And yeah.
Awesome. I mean, this is something that I feel really comes across, kind of having listened through it a couple of times. When I sat down to do the review of the full album, I felt that there was a sense you'd really kind of thrown yourself out this one, but you'd really had maintained that kind of element that people have kind of fallen in love with your sound over the years. The single run beforehand was really interesting to watch. So obviously, Mayanya and then Ocean both came out beforehand. Again, were those already very much set in stone as the singles that were going to drop before the project started?
Yes. Yes, it was. Mayanya had to be the first. It was clearly different, you know, from the rest, and it had to go. And then Ocean, you know, just wanted to introduce it to people like that. And then, of course, the album as well. So yes, it was all planned.
I tell you what, the actual process has been so enjoyable to watch, because I feel you've been able to kind of pull people into what the project kind of means as an overall kind of feel. Something I did want to ask as well, obviously the title. I remember the first time I actually went to review something off it, I misquoted it and said V instead of 5. First, have you had many people doing that, or is that just
I do that too. Yes.
I mean, what was the actual meaning originally behind calling it what you've called it then?
No, just 5. Fifth studio album. Yes.
Okay, cool. So it's literally as simple as that. Just the number 5, this is where it is. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I mean, something I really liked listening through the project, we spoke about this quite quickly before we came onto the actual interview, was this idea of variation within the project. It feels like, as you've said, it feels like you've kind of fused yourself with a lot of different sorts of sounds, and it feels like you've really put yourself where you are musically onto this. I loved the variation, obviously the more sort of Afropoppy sounds on there, the kind of quirkiness, for instance, of tracks such as All I Ever Wanted as well. With this project, like, how was it working on a production angle? Obviously you work quite closely with P-Prime involved in this. How was that as a kind of direction?
How was it working on the production, you mean?
Yeah, on the production side of things.
P-Prime, you know, he's a genius at this. But most of the time, we will come up with ideas in the studio. He will come up with, you know, beat, and then I will start to hum, make melodies, and, you know, and if I feel it, then, you know, we'll do it. And other times, like give me Love Me or Give Me Red Wine, I had started to work in it, you know, I wrote it early in the morning, and but all I had was just the chords and the song, the melody I had already written, and I made him listen. You know, I said, look, I have this idea. Actually, it was him. I had him and another producer work on it. I wanted that collaboration. And well, in the end, he completed the project, or rather the song. And, you know, songs like things like that, you know, I would make songs on my own and then give it to him to make a beat. And all the times he will just start with a beat.
Okay.
And then, and if it works, you know, we'll, you know, that will be the song for the day.
Amazing.
I mean,
Go.
Another songs, creating songs like Believer, which was just spontaneous, just one afternoon. I had absolutely, it was just a blank sheet of paper, no idea. And then boom, you know, this melody starts to come out. Or songs like All I Ever Wanted was just one afternoon, one sitting, and the song was done. You know, it's just beautiful process. You just, the song is not here one day and the next day you have a song.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you actually answered the question I was going to jump in and ask you, which was like, when you're putting this together, was it a very kind of varied amount of time you were spending in the studio? Because it feels like some tunes are the ones that you've just kind of, that have just kind of emerged, and other ones are ones that you've kind of worked away on, as you said, with one of the previous ones. Like, was there much variance in how long you were spending in the studio per tune?
Oh yes. And there were also a lot of the songs were opportunistic. We just had to grab it, you know, like Ocean. I was already tired because I'm an early riser. I wake up at 4, and at 8, you know, I want to go to bed. And this was one of those nights. They always make fun of me. I'd say, hey guys, 8 p.m. Bye bye. Good night. I mean, I can't hold it anymore. And then I was just going to bed, and he started playing the song, and the next thing, you are the ocean. And I said, okay, you know what? Usually what I'll do is, I remember the next day, and I've lost a lot of songs that way. I said, you know what? Turn back this microphone. I'm going to put this idea down, and then, you know, we'll see if we still like it the next day. You know, there've been a lot of songs that we're so excited about the day before, and then the next is like, oh my God, that's just ridiculous. Ocean State.
I feel definitely with Ocean, especially, it does have an element of kind of sparkiness. You know, it feels like this is like a moment of a tune. And on that kind of similar topic, I did want to kind of ask, with the album and the kind of not necessarily the promotion, but kind of taking it different places, obviously speaking to different people about it, and seeing fans engage with it, what have been your kind of the moments, I suppose, that have really stood out for you from that process?
Just the moment of not knowing what the project would be like. Yes, there was sort of a mood board, but and one day I'm excited about the song, and that song never makes it to the album because it just doesn't fit. So it was magical because, like I said, a lot of those songs didn't exist, you know, and then the next day and next, you know, they're existing. It's one of the most beautiful thing about making music. And so that's the process that I enjoy, you know, and also above all, recording in my home. I've always wanted to record at home, and which just, you know, because I'm a traditional studio person. I would go to the studio, work with an orchestra, but it was so simple, so easy, you know. It was the process. Of course, I don't see the pain, but you know, those nights of staying up and especially writing and trying to figure out what to write, trying to figure out what to say, if people are still listening to this kind of words, and towing the thin line of not being preachy or corny and accepting being corny, you know, just finding the blend. You know, those were that was the process, and that was fun. Looking back, it was fun.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Again, these are the bits that I love hearing about with people kind of putting albums together, because there's always a unique kind of perspective, I feel, when you speak to different people about the albums they're putting together. Another tune on the project I did, of course, want to speak about was Good Times. Obviously, I've seen you before speak about, obviously, they influence you quite a lot. They're quite like a special group, I feel, with what they do. How did that kind of influence come out on this collaboration? Because this was one that I really enjoyed kind of taking in.
You know, the cavemen are, when I met them and they told me how I had influenced them and how I had made them by listening to my songs, made them actually learn how to play music simply, you know, with simplicity. And, you know, it was beautiful to hear. I felt honored. But then, you know, they are the new guys, you know. They are the ones with a promise, and looking at them now, they inspire me, because they remind me, they take me back to classic Asha, the first album, and that was the first song that they played in, or rather when we met in at my home, that was a song, that was the introduction, that's the introduction song, and I felt, wow, you know, this is so fresh, you know, yet it's not, it's not new, but it's honest. It reminds me, it just takes me to a time. It takes me, one, to my first album. It takes me also way before my first album to Paul Simon and in South Africa with the Lady Mambosa, the blacksmith. It's just something about that time. And that's what the cavemen are bringing back. They're bringing back music, you know, in this pure form, you know, unadulterated, unhurried, you know, it's still why music, why we, you know, it makes you think why we do music and why you love music. And that's what those guys are doing. And I really appreciate that.
No, 100%. I think that was one of the ones when, obviously, when you see an album land and you see the track listing come out and you kind of go, oh, I'm looking forward to like different elements. So that was one that immediately to me went, this is one I'm really looking forward to. So again, it's really interesting to hear how you've almost kind of gone over and inspired each other with what you're doing. It's a really cool thing to hear. And obviously, I would be doing a few of the listeners on this station a disservice if I didn't ask about IDG. Obviously, as a collaboration, it's a huge one. Obviously, received massive international attention. Was this in the works for quite a long period of time, or was this one of the more kind of opportunistic ones, as you mentioned earlier, that's just kind of happened out of the blue?
IDG was also in the new songs in this time. Again, this was one of those songs that, you know, I was just walking away from my studio and, what's that? Oh, okay. And then and then those songs that the words come out immediately, like Ocean, the same with I don't go when a lover find my way. So, you know, just a super simple song. And I thought of Wizkid. I thought he was the right person for the song, you know, and you know, it's, you know, and now it's what we have to be.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's been a really exciting kind of thing looking through the album. And obviously, you are still kind of in the process of obviously promoting this album. You're still in the process of kind of making sure people are very aware for those fools who haven't had a chance to listen through it yet. With this, obviously, we are going to get on to talking about obviously this show at the Royal Albert Hall. You mentioned it earlier. It's the reason you're currently in the UK, kind of getting prepped for it. It's on May the 3rd. First of all, how excited are you to play this? Because this must be cool.
It's cool. It's amazing. I'm the first Nigerian female singer, perhaps African, to be performing alone, solo at the Royal Albert Hall. It's a prestigious hall, and of course I am excited. I'm super, super excited. And so everything on my mind, everything, my band, I will be sharing some of the videos from rehearsals soon. And we're just preparing because we're super excited to be, part of this history, part of this hall, and to bring music to people, you know.
Definitely. I mean, with this kind of show, I mean, obviously, this is for the ticket holders more than anything else. This is to kind of find out. I'm assuming with this show, you're going to be probably, like, I suppose, looking for a lot of the newer content as well. Are we going to get a sneaky look into some of the older Asher stuff as well?
Oh, yes. It's going to be a mix of all of my albums. All of my albums. Just taking a few songs from each album and playing. We can't play all the songs, obviously, but we're gonna do our best, and I hope you'll be coming.
I hope to come. I'm really hoping to try and get there, I can't lie. I'm really excited to obviously see this, and obviously, and also more than anything else, I'm really excited to see just how many people are kind of getting involved in talking about the project, how many people are still enjoying the project. Obviously, when an album launches, that tends to be when things kind of explode, and then then naturally things kind of dissipate a little bit, but obviously it's still third in the Nigerian Apple Music charts, which is fantastic to see. And it's awesome just seeing the kind of enthusiasm that you kind of have for talking through the project, and I want to say thank you more than anything else for joining us on the show today, Asher. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
No worries at all. We are going to jump into a few tracks off the album next, which I'm really excited to do. We're going to jump into both Ocean and Mayana, and then we're going to jump into Good Times as well, which I'm really excited to do. So guys, make sure you do go and follow Asher on socials if you aren't already. Asher, just so people are aware, where can people follow you on the socials if they aren't already?
Asher Official on Instagram, and you know, from Instagram you can follow all other of my socials.
Fantastic stuff. Okay, well, thank you once again. It's been an absolute pleasure. This has been one of my favorite conversations in ages. Thank you for joining us, and we'll chat soon. Okay,
thank you. Have a nice day.
One. Keep it locked and don't go anywhere, people. We're live on Trickstar Radio this morning. This is Breakfast with Kovu,
leading the South's music culture. Trickstar Radio.